Hey, this is Rufus Teague, and all of us boys love listening to The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back to The Grilling Guys, each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're about ready to bring this hunting camp to a close and get back to the smoker. Bob's got some pork butts, some ribs, some brisket, smoking all during the show here. It was bellowing like crazy when I drove up this morning, and I am looking forward to getting back there. You know, because every time you take some of that off, there's just a little taste you got to do every time to make sure it turned out right. And then going to throw some jerky on the grill and cook that up while it's hot. And so, like I said, I'm going to be a fixture in Barbecue Bob's driveway for an hour while we put this jerky to the test. Tried four or five different marinades, I think six, you said, that you've done through out the day yesterday. Your stuff's all marinating, and we're going to give it a taste test, man.
Yep.
What's the last one you got going?
As I look here, I don't think I did any of the Frontier, so I have six.
Okay.
The last one is, again, a compilation of looking at a few and liking a few things. And it just sends you down the bunny path. You know, you get to play around with. And the cool thing about marinades is you can just taste them as you go because the raw meat's not in them yet. So you try and think of a direction you want those herbals and things to go in. I also took a couple of these, and this is one of them. The twist on this was at the very tail end of it, I threw in 2 tablespoons of vinegar from the jalapenos I canned about a month ago. So it'll be a little hot vinegar on the end of it. And this one's got soy. And I took half a cup of olive oil from Old World Olive Press. I took their garlic olive oil and some lemon juice. So we're going off with some acids on this because I'm going to introduce the vinegar from the jalapenos and the lemon juice. So,
right.
So this one is going to be one of the first ones I'll put on because it's been marinating a fair amount of time for as much acid as I put in there. We don't want it cooking in the cooler. Then some Worcestershire and some garlic powder. And then did some stuff out of the garden. I took some dried basil that I had from my garden and some parsley. And I ground that up. Threw a little white pepper, some hot pepper sauce that I got from Billy Bones. I put some of his German hot sauce in there, and then a little bit of extra minced garlic, and then of course sea salt and celery salt. The combination of those to a tablespoon is a cure.
Well, you got a lot going on in that one.
It is, and I tell you, the flavor was really cool.
So
that one I'm excited about.
You got soy, lemon, Worcestershire, bunch of garlic, basil, parsley, pepper, and then a little heat on the back end. Mm-hmm. That one ought to be interesting once we get that one cooked up to see how it is.
You know,
the cool thing about this is if you've gathered anything from the show today is that there is no real go-to recipe for jerky. Enjoy the flavor profiles that you like. I think one of the consistent things all the way through this is put a little either Instacure or this sea salt celery powder mixture, which acts like a cure to the meat, and that'll allow it to last longer once you've got it done. Now,
that is a cure. The combination of the chemicals in sea salt and celery is actually a natural cure.
Right. So either way you do that, you don't have to cure it. But if you don't cure it, you're going to need to eat it in 2 or 3 days after it's done. If it's cured, it'll last a week to 10 days in your fridge. You know, it'll last a day on the dash of the truck. If you take a pack of it out in the morning and you put a few pieces in your pocket and you throw the rest on the dash of the truck when you're done with your hunt or something, you know, it's going to be fine, but it needs that cure in there. If not, it's a natural product, and you don't leave meat out on the dash of the truck if it's not cured.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
You know, Bob, the other thing that is, we were jerking all day on this jerky, and I want to talk a little bit about grilled roast venison, too, because not everybody likes jerky. That's that roast off the rump of the deer, the upper part of the leg. Some people make a neck roast, but it's the rump roast that's really the best one, and there's a ton of recipes out here for that as well. But what I continually see about these rump roasts is that they need to be cooked slow, and that you need to keep them to a constant temperature About 135 to 140, then they're done. Like everything else, you're going to take it off the grill or the smoker. It's going to raise about 5 degrees. But if you're just grilling or smoking that roast, just make sure you don't overcook it, because you go from great to not so good in a hurry in about 5 to 10 degrees with venison. Again, it's so lean, it dries out. And then you're going to end up, you know, having to cover it with mashed potatoes and gravy to make it edible if you overcook it. So a lot of recipes online for that. But, that's another great cut. Everybody knows how to do backstraps. It's like the filet mignon of the deer. You get back to that rump roast and, you know, get it up to about 140 degrees. That's all the higher you want it to go. Maybe when it's at about 115, 120, wrap it, because then it'll stay moist as it finishes the cook. But just a couple little tips there on that venison roast to make sure that, in fact, you're not overcooking it and drying it out.
Absolutely, and you can help yourself a little bit, too. If you have an injector, there's a great time to take your Creole butter or a good, real thin marinade that'll go through a needle and shoot that thing up.
Even beef broth-based, yeah. With a marinade,
you know? Sure.
Yeah.
And throw a little salt in with it, a little garlic or something, some sugar. But that's a really dense piece, so you're going to have a little tough time injecting it, and you won't be able to just inject into the fat seams of it because there's nothing there to hold it. So you're going to have to put a bunch of penetrations in it and just keep putting little shots all throughout that butt.
Right, little bits of it, not huge flooding, but just a little
just
squirt.
Inject it as much as you can, and that'll help your moisture content as that thing cooks.
Right, because, again, it's a dense meat, and it's thick generally. If you've got a remote thermometer, again, the eye grill or something like that, make sure you insert that into the thickest part of the roast, because that's where you want it at the core. You want it at that 130. Obviously, the outside will be more done.
Yeah, I got a great story for you. I never touched the turkey for Christmas, for Thanksgiving, and I never touch the prime rib my wife does for Christmas. Okay, I stay out of the kitchen. She loves that. But I did venture in there with my eye grill and put a couple probes in that turkey, and then went and sat in the living room with my brother-in-law and watched the Lions and popped up the temperature on the phone, and he was blown away. He's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That
what
is kind
don't
of cool.
you have?
That's a man tool. And speaking of which, it's time for Man Law.
Now you're a man. A man. Now you're a man. A man. A man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Okay, today's Man Law, as usual, brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in Saranac. And if you've never had a pasty, it's that time of year to venture out to Saranac. It's right downtown. You can't miss it. Follow your nose. Best darn pasties in the Lower Peninsula, eh? And you don't have to have a Stormy Cromer to get in there, but it'll get you a better price. So today's Man Law is totally deer camp related, and this is important because sometimes you're bunking in tight quarters, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so under no circumstances may two non-related men share a bed or anything which can be perceived as a mattress.
Okay with a family member, though?
Yep.
Okay.
If it's your brother, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, that nobody can say squat.
Yeah. Well, you know, something to consider. I guess it might be better than sleeping on the floor, but, you know, you got to make that call.
Definitely. But don't let your legs touch, because that's creepy.
Yeah. Well, we're back from hunting camp. This was everything venison jerky and a lot of things in between. Had a great show today, I think. And I hopefully hit us on the website, thegrillingguys.com. We'll put these seven or eight jerky recipes, that grilled roast venison recipe will be up there as well. And you know what? It's the holiday season. And, you know, Thanksgiving just was a couple days ago, and we've got a lot to be thankful for. The grilling guys have had a successful hunting season. Bob actually bagged a buck. I, bagged some appetizers, chips. That's what I had. I had a bag
there you
of chips.
Go.
But anyway.
It was a bag.
Right, it was. But what do we got for a closing song, Bob?
These are some friends of mine from up around Nagani. It's the Youpers. Second week at air camp. Thanks for listening.
The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year. I remember playing poker, that weasel must have won. He's wearing mine with swampers and sleeping with my gun. He's snoring like a chainsaw, the camp smells like a dump. Someone's dirty underwear is hanging on the pump. Muckles in the wood box, Keener's passed out on the stove. His flannel shirt is smoking, I wonder if he knows. It's the second week of deer camp, and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year. Vito's crawling through the door, I think he got frostbite. He passed out in the outhouse, and he'd been there since last night. Goofa stumbles through the door, he says he got a buck. He was coming from the wayside, and he killed it with his truck. And Musty cracks a beer and says, it's time to celebrate. Goofus got the first buck since 1968. It's the second week of deer camp, and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year. It's the second week of deer camp, and all the guys are here. We drink, play...
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.